wasn't the kind, the guy that's always been up and down in this thing. And I feel real good now. I've been exercising, and I've been trying to knock off on my meals, and I'm not losing his stomach too fast. But I didn't eat tonight, and I don't have much money anymore. You know, they cut my allowance in half when you moved over here, and I don't have a heck of a lot of money. But they're going to put in for a 20% increase. Let's see, I get about $2,500, a half of $2,500 was $1,250 a year, and that's about, that'll be $50 a payday, and you know, it cost me about, I figured it cost me a dollar a day if I eat three meals. There's 60 cents, 45 cents, that's $1.05 and $1.30. That's $1.35 a day to eat at the mess hall. So that's about a third, 10 and 30, about $40 a month for chow. And if I get about $50, if I get about $50 a payday, that stretches that 60 out, which sounds like a guy ought to get along with 60, but by the time I buy things like a case of Dad's root beer and some soda or some 7-Up or something, why, it don't go very far. And then, you know, you like to buy some presents and things, but we got enough money. I can write a check, and but I don't like to too much for these things that I try and live on. But anyway, I'm doing real good, and I can't complain the least bit. I haven't seemed to. I just seem to be falling into the work. There's nothing that I'm doing spectacular, but getting the attitude that as long as I'm just in a slot, why, I'll fill it. Maybe sometimes I'll do some good, and most of the time I will. I've got all these guys liking me pretty well because I'm a helper. I'm not a hinderer. And an obstructionist, and if they want something, I try and give it to them. Mr. Kotzebue, the province senior advisor, is a pretty nice guy. He's clean-cut looking, and he's got a wife up in Taipei, and one of his children, and he's a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army, and our deputy is a lieutenant colonel on active duty, and he's a real nice guy. I get along, these fellas are real good so far. I get along real good with them. I don't know what they'll be looking for. They'll probably be very critical in their performance evaluation since they're military guys, and they look to young running lieutenants saluting and happy days and all that stuff with a heel click, and that's the kind of guys they like. But I'm an old dog, sea dog, and I'll get along with these fellas. I'm not getting along too good with the Vietnamese. There's been a little friction in my office between the chief woman and the chief man. It seems like the guy was one time the administrative assistant, and he's the big wheel, and the secretary is a girl, just like old Nellie and Carly fighting one time. I remember that. I see what's going on, and today I went in, and some sharp words were being exchanged. And so I said, I'll tell you guys what to do, and you knock it off. And so I began to holler around quite a bit, and almost had the girl crying there before I left about 10 o'clock. But I come back a few minutes later, and I said, now listen, I don't want you getting all upset. Any of you women, I got two girls. I said, I do a lot of loud talking, but you're working for me, and I'll see that you get the right treatment. So don't be too upset. I said, I'm having a hard time with you people understanding me, because I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, it's Southern. So I got them lined up, and just like the mimeograph machine, I threw some sprags in the wheels. But yesterday was payday, and we had a hard day, and the knucklehead sent me 700,000 piastres in $2 bills instead of the $5, and I had to count out all the $2 bills to these guys. I was fit to be tied. But I'm not fit now. As I talk to you, I just kind of relaxed here, and I feel pretty happy about everything. It's 10 o'clock, and I heard the curfew go. We got a 10 o'clock curfew down here. That's for all the Vietnamese to get off the street. But as I sit here, relaxed in my nice room, with I brought me in a new dresser tonight to keep my clothes in. It's not a dresser. It's a stand-up butler of some kind where you hang your suits in. It's got a full-length mirror on the front, and it looks pretty sharp. So as I sit here, relaxed, talking to my baby, I begin to feel real comfortable about everything, and I just got to tell you how much I love you. I think that you're the sweetest gal in the whole wide world, and darn it, I'm just getting fed up with not being with you. So give us about 15 more days or 20 or something like that, and we'll be hopping over there to see how things are going, honey. And remember that how much I love you. And whenever you get kind of down, just do what you did when you went and read the word about you're having a bellyache, and get the mood out of the way. There's moods, and you can't live in those moods. You've got to throw them out by force. When you learn to throw them out by force, you got a happy personality all the time. And I can talk well about it, and it's hard for me to do it, but you seem to be doing it real good, and I'm proud of you. I'm just, if you were single, I'd sure give you a rush for your money. But as it is, I love you anyway, with all my heart, and I'm just waiting to get a hold of you so I can look into those big brown eyes and kiss you on those nice, sweet, soft lips, and run my hands around you and just feel you all over. And I know those legs are going to be in good shape, because you're going to be down there working on them. But don't it make you feel good and strong when your legs are there and you can go for a walk, and boy, you walk all over the place, and when you get coming home, you still feel like you're coming out of the chute. Goodbye, honey. Take care of yourself, and remember that I love you always. And one of these days, I'll get some Vietnamese in here, and we'll talk. I'm going to start a conversation club.